I'm here in Higginsville visiting with Lafayette County 4-H members. I'm visiting right now with Bridget Groom of the Waukeneser 4-H Club of Concordia. Bridget, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. First, who are your parents?
Brandy Sell.
And how long have you been in 4-H?
3 years now.
Okay. Where do you attend school?
St. Paul's Elementary School.
What are some of the 4-H projects you've done?
I do home environments, sewing, theatrical arts, and cats.
Out of all those, what's your favorite?
It's kind of a toss-up between cats and musical theater.
What's the most fun thing you can say you've done since you've been in 4-H?
The most fun thing, I think, is Super Farmer. You go and you play a lot of games that teach stuff about, like, farm working and stuff like that.
Bridget, what would you say 4-H means to you?
It means a lot to me because it teaches a lot of valuable lessons and also can teach you to not be as shy. Because I know going into 4-H, like, I didn't even want to talk to anybody there, but I'm getting a lot better at that. It's just really valuable lessons to be taught.
Do you think FFA is in your future, too, as well as 4-H?
Probably, yeah.
Have you had any accomplishments with any of your projects or anything in 4-H?
Yeah, I have. I've gone to State Fair about every year that I've been in 4-H.
If you had somebody younger that wanted to be in 4-H, would you recommend it to them and why?
I would recommend it to them because it's a very valuable lesson and it can teach you to come out of your shell a little bit more.
Bridget, thanks for joining me here. We'll do this again next year, okay?
Okay.
Visiting with Bridget Groom of the Waukeneser 4-H Club of Concordia as we salute all the area 4-H clubs and their members during National 4-H Week on KMMO.